Thank you, Chair, and thank you also to the delegate from Italy. Regarding your first question on the law of neutrality, well, neutrality rules apply during an armed conflict because you have to have at least two belligerents in order to have neutrals. But I do agree that you could take some ideas from neutrality and apply them to peacetime when it comes to space. So as I mentioned during my presentation, a characteristic of space systems is that they might be owned, and when I say owned, I mean that there might be more than one launching state per satellite. And also there might be several states that profit from the services that those satellites provide, even if there is only one, even if only one of those states is the actual launching state or the state of registration. During peacetime, what can be done to ensure that if the worst came to happen and a conflict involving outer space came to be is to be very conscious of to whom your satellite provides services to. Because if you are also going to provide services to a belligerent, you might be involving neutrals. For example, if you have a satellite that belongs to several launching states, and one of them makes the decision to direct its services to assist one of the belligerent parties in an armed conflict, you might be involving the rest of the launching states in that conflict as well by violating their neutral status. So it's important to be aware of who is the launching state of which satellite, and to bear that in mind. And from the belligerent perspective also, if with this, I am by no means endorsing, targeting any satellite at all. But if it came to be that you have to make a military decision of an objective to target, you might also want to, in order to comply with neutrality regulations, you might want to choose an objective that only has one launching state, or that only services one specific state that is also a belligerent in that conflict. So knowing this in advance during peacetime, it helps to ensure that if the worst came to happen, you know how to act in order to minimise humanitarian casualties. As for your second question on parallelism with the law of the sea, if I understood correctly, your question was that you have the impression that we are, when it comes to outer space, perhaps a bit behind in the process, and what ideas we could get from the law of the sea in order to help mitigate threats from space, from and to space systems. Well, I think that what the law of the, what states with law of the sea did really well is that they worked really hard to build common understandings, for example, when it came to signals. So there is a uniform standard of certain signals that everybody knows. And you can use those signals and communicate with other states in a potential situation of tension in order to clarify matters, to avoid misunderstandings. And this is something that we could, obviously not in a copy-paste manner for the reasons that my colleague presented before, but inspiration can certainly be drawn with from that. I think the work of this OWG is also to build that common understanding that is currently perhaps a bit lacking in the outer space domain. So that would be my recommendation. I hope that answers your question.